And without further ado, please continue the roll call so that we can get started. Thank you, everyone.
Chairman Shelton?
Here.
Dr. Jarvis? Dr. Jarvis? General Schwartz?
Here.
Trustee Grossinger? Dr. Rudd? Trustee Henry?
Here.
Okay, Dr. Jarvis, I saw her on here. We don't have a quorum until we can hear from her.
Okay. Her name is listed, but she's not here. Well, I do want to welcome our new members. Ms. Clyburn, welcome. Ms. Saraya, welcome back. We're glad to have you back with us. I'm going to presume Kendra and Jill, our special guests, and Devon, our special guest, part of the live entertainment. As I wait for, okay, we have the operating budget for 2022. I believe we can make the presentation. We can't take an action until we have a quorum. So if without any delay, David, Mr. Franklin, if you would care to get us started with the 2022 budget.
Sure. Greetings, trustee, and thank you for the opportunity to present the university's FY22 proposed operating and capital budget. You should have received a 33-page document on the FY22 budget, of which I will focus primarily on 6 slides this evening, unless there are specific questions pertaining to any of the remaining. Like many higher ed institutions across the United States, the COVID-19 pandemic has had an impact on enrollment and overall revenues, and UDC is no exception. I will start on page 7. The FY22 budget consists of some pressures, and I will start by stating that the local budget has been funded aligns with that of FY22. So in essence, our FY22 budget remains flat in comparison to FY22. And that shows the mayor's commitment to education, not only at the K-12 level, but also at higher ed. So in FY22, our budget is $90.3 million of local appropriation. In the 22 budget, we've had some decreases that were tied directly to that of COVID-19. Our student tuition revenue has decreased by $5 million. At the same time, student fee revenues have decreased by $500,000. Revenues have also gone down in terms of the MOU in which the university had with DCPS to house Eaton on our fields. That MOU expires in June 2021, and as such, the revenue will not be there for FY22. That is approximately $800,000. In addition, we had some operating expenditure increases as we brought 4225 online, along with 4250 Connecticut Avenue. Those increases include rent, taxes, janitorial services, and your overall fixed costs, gas, etc. We also estimate an approximate increase in expenditures due to the continuing decline in our plant operations. And many of you know, you've heard the statement before, in many of our spaces here on campus, when it's supposed to be hot, it's cold. When it's cold, it's supposed to be hot. But the work of our facilities team has done a superior job in keeping our spaces online. But again, that comes with a cost, and that cost is not necessarily tied to capital, but it impacts the operating budget. We're estimating approximately $1 million. So when you add that up in terms of budget pressures for FY22, it's somewhere in the vicinity between $9.3 and $9.5 million. The next slide, slide 8, will show you how we plan on bridging that gap. Tanika, can you go to slide 8, please? Okay. The university has put gap measures in place in order to address the pressures in the FY22 budget. It is important to know that in FY20, the fiscal year that we just completed on September 30th, the university has netted approximately $4 million in PS and MPS cost savings that we plan on rolling into FY22 to help bridge the gap. Those savings are tied to our reduction in MPS spend and vacancy savings associated with our PS area. In FY21, the year that we're currently in, we plan to continue in a hiring freeze and roll vacancy savings over to FY22. We anticipate that this will net approximately $2 million coming from the FY22 budget, rolling that into coming from the 21 budget, rolling that into FY22 as a gap measure. We will continue monitoring our MPS and only focusing on those things that, again, are tied to our online platform and mandated requests. As such, we anticipate we will be able to save another $3 million in FY21 that we will roll into FY22. In the current FY21 budget, we received approximately $6 million from the mayor, and part of that was tied to IT infrastructure. One of the things that we had planned to do was to replace our telephone handset systems across the university. That was approximately $1 million. After speaking with Opto, it was decided that that project no longer needs to take place in FY21, that the handsets that we currently have will stay live, will operational all the way to FY23. So as such, we plan on, as opposed to spending those dollars in FY21, we will roll that $1 million over into FY22. Our spendable endowment. The university has planned on drawing down on our endowment of approximately $2 million in FY21. However, in speaking with that of the OCFO, the Office of Treasury, and also STIFL, the university has opted to hold off on that drawdown, suspend that drawdown in 21 and move that to 22, in which we will do a super draw in 22. So we will do the $2 million for 21 and the $2 million for 22 and FY22. So 22, we will draw approximately $4 million. We have an increase in our indirect costs, and this is attributed to increase in grants. We are anticipating netting approximately $500,000 there. The last bullet here, which is the existing fund balance reserve, this is in the event that we lose more students than we anticipate, there is the possibility that we will need to come back to the board to ask for additional fund balance. I don't anticipate that happening. However, it's important for me to at least share that with the committee this evening. Tanika, can we go to slide 14, please? So slide 14, what I would like to point out here is the fund balance. In order to balance our budget in FY22, we plan on using $9.5 million in fund balance. But it's important to know that that $9.5 million is not dipping into the current fund balance, but this is based on what I just described. This is the university's strategic planning in FY20 to reduce our spending, continuing that process in FY21, which again will net us $9.5 million to use in FY22 to address to ensure that our budget again is balanced at $168 million. Slide 19, please. Fernico, can we go to slide 19? So I've touched bases on the FY22 capital budget request. The FY22 budget we are requesting for FY22 to FY27, we're requesting $496 million for the next 6 years. It is important to know that in last year, we requested $663 million, and that is a decrease this year. And the reason why we have lowered our request is because some of the things that we have initially asked for has already been covered. And some of those things include building 4250, which we received $35 million there. In our initial request of last year, we had items such as the purchase of 801, which was at $60 million, and the renovations to 801 at $30 million. Those are no longer in the plan. In addition to that, our capital plan last year consists of a request of $77 million to build out, to seek additional space for our aviation and automotive program. We have decreased that by $22 million. That said, the $496 million that we're requesting in FY22 will go to the following major areas: the infrastructure upgrades to the university, which again is the mechanical engineering plumbing system, the classroom modernization. We will continue those efforts across the main campus. The Bacchus expansion. It's important to know that the Bacchus expansion is critical to the university as the lease at 801 expires in 2027. So the university's plan is to move the community college over to Bacchus, and as such, we are seeking those dollars in order to complete the expansion at our Bacchus campus. The last item here is the student housing. The university has always planned on providing housing or building housing on our campus. One of the sites that we're looking to do so is that of Building 44, which is the Causes Building, which, again, the faculty staff in that program has now transitioned or relocated to that of Building 4250. Slide 27, please. The last item I would like to touch bases on is the enhancement request and for FY22. So we had the opportunity to meet with the deputy mayors and her team, and in which we have been given the green light to submit our enhancements request for FY22. The university has identified five priorities in which we will be seeking funding for in FY22, which consists of a CRM implementation, the teacher's preparation, our healthcare and human service preparation, technology engineering and STEM, and the workforce preparation and training, which again, the following slides goes into details on each of these particular enhancement requests. At this time, that concludes the presentation. I'm happy to address any questions from the trustees at this point.
Just a second. I'd like to welcome Dr. Jarvis to the meeting. I thought I saw her picture in one of the slides. There she is. Okay. I welcome Dr. Jarvis. We were just trying to tap dance until you got here. We're glad you could make it. I also had trouble getting my way in. So did you miss anything? We can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello? Can't hear you. Okay. Anyway,
Dr. Jarvis, you should be able to speak now. Okay, thank you.
I can speak now, Franika?
Yes, we can hear you.
Mr. Shelton, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Yes, thank you very much. I often have trouble, and I am here. I just wanted to say, Mr. Chairman, that I appreciated the briefing that I was given. I'm sure others were, by Mr. Franklin, and that it's, once again, quite clear.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mr. Franklin is doing quite a good job. We're trying to make sure that we keep everybody informed. Mrs. Clyburn, do you have any questions at this time? Because you're so new, I don't want to. It comes very fast. Okay. So that's the idea. The action item requires that we make a motion to move, if we approve it, to move it to the full board for approval. And the motion should be moved. Did someone say? Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Discussion? General Schwartz.
General Schwartz, thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, I hope I didn't do anything out of order.
Excuse me, this is Avis Russell.
There you go. Where were you, Avis, when I needed you?
We have to do a roll call vote, sir.
First, I know I was coming to that. But, okay, I'm ready to do the roll call for approval of the minutes now that we have a welcome, Dr. Mason.
Okay, and also when you get a chance, Ms. Rivers did not have the opportunity to document the attendance of the cabinet.
Okay. Okay, we'll go first. We will do the roll call so that we can establish a quorum. Then we will approve the minutes. Then you will be allowed to, after the roll call, we'll be calling the names of the officers who are present. Okay, go ahead, Ms. Franklin. Rivers.
Chairman Shelton.
Here.
Dr. Jarvis.
Here.
General Schwartz.
Here.
Trustee Grossinger. Dr. Rudd.
Here.
Trustee Henry.
Here.
Trustee Bell. Dr. Kreider. Dr. Barazone. Dr. Tard. Trustee Scott. Trustee White Richardson.
Here.
Dr. Musgrove.
Trustee here. Scott is here.
Thank you. Dr. Musgrove?
Here.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum. I'm going to go forward with the cabinet. President Mason?
Here.
Chief of Staff Bates?
Here.
Acting COO Franklin?
Here.
General Counsel Russell?
Here.
Chief Academic Officer Potter?
Present.
Chief Student Development Officer Latham?
Here.
Thank you.
All right, approval of the minutes, please, before us. Do we already have that motion?
Not yet.
Okay, then I need to accept the motion for approval of the minutes.
So moved, Schwartz.
Thank you, General Schwartz, again. Second. Thank you, Ms. Jarvis, Dr. Jarvis. Okay, any discussion, correction? Okay, all in favor say aye. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Roll call, please.
Chair Shelton?
Yes.
Dr. Jarvis?
Yeah.
General Schwartz?
Yes.
Trustee Grossinger? Dr. Rudd?
Yes.
Trustee Henry?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the motion carries.
Thank you. Now, we need to redo the action on the action item for FY 2022 operating budget. I would like the motion to be made again and seconded, please.
So moved.
Thank you, General Schwartz.
Trustee Rudd, second.
Thank you, Trustee Rudd, for seconding. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call for approval.
Chair Shelton?
Yes.
Dr. Jarvis?
Yeah.
General Schwartz?
Yes.
Trustee Grossinger? Dr. Rudd?
Yes.
Trustee Henry?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the resolution has been approved to move forward to the full board.
Thank you all. We appreciate that. This is a long process, and there'll be another chance to bite this apple, so just relax and enjoy. I'm glad that Mr. Franklin's information worked for everybody. Okay?
Madam. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to indicate that I think that the university did a good job in being able to roll forward the savings from FY 20 and 21 into the 22 budget, and I just want to congratulate the administration.
Really appreciate it. Really, really thoughtful and really good forward thinking, and it's, yeah, I hope it works for us. I really think they did a good job, too. Thank you very much, Dr. Jarvis. Okay, we have three presentations. The first one listed is Stifel and presentation and update. So if we're ready, let's begin. Well, sound on, please.
We're having a little bit of technical difficulty, so we're just trying to work on that. Thank you. Jill, we're unable to hear you. Sorry. Okay.
You know, the thing of this is that this has been the most exciting meetings, Zoom and WebCo. They really are making us learn how to use these machines. And it doesn't matter how great you thought you were when you try to complete a Zoom conference involving everything you know.
Hey, Jerome.
Welcome, sir.
Just a question while we're waiting. I have a hard stop at 7:30. So I thought this meeting was going to start at 6. And I wondered if we could reverse the agenda for the operations to go first so that I don't have to step out of my own meeting.
Okay, what we've done is we're at the presentation stage. So what you're asking us to do is to go to operations and make these presentations after you've completed your business.
If it's possible, that would enable us to get through the committee work.
And would give the presenters a chance to do what they have to do to get us connected. That would take an action to amend the agenda, please, by one of the board.
Trustee Shelton?
Yes.
This is Avis. I would suggest that we have a motion to recess the operations committee meeting. And then we can, recess the audit, budget, and finance committee meeting. And then we can start the operations committee meeting, and then after Trustee Grossinger completes that, we can return.
Okay. That's correct. Somebody has to make the motion to recess.
Motion to recess the audit, budget, and finance committee meeting.
Second.
Okay. Please say who you are.
Jarvis.
Trustee Schwartz.
Jarvis.
And Jarvis. Okay. Discussion. Hearing none. Roll call, please, to recess the audit, budget, and finance meeting.
Chair Shelton?
Yes.
Dr. Jarvis?
Yeah.
General Schwartz?
Yes.
Trustee Grossinger?
Yes.
Dr. Rudd?
Yes.
Trustee Henry?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the motion carries.
Thank you.